People who love pizza are the luckiest people in the world.
Wide web.
I always screw up with that part. Sorry, yes. I just inhaled a pink Starburst. Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hi, listeners.
What up?
Hi, viewers.
Hello, turkeys.
It's Halloween. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Right. Okay. Or Halloween.
All right, we're done.
that's all we have for you this week. Wait, yeah. I'm sorry. I had to turn the microphone to face me because I have to pour more wine from the box into my glass. And our sophisticated sound system is on top of the box of wine.
Yes.
That would be my iPhone.
Which one is this?
Which one is what?
Is it the X?
Fuck no. I can't afford that
shit.
Is this
the Y?
I'm making that kind of...
Z?
Kind of fucking gangsta money is that? Hell no. This is like a 7.
R?
No, you know what's fucked up? Esme dropped my phone in the bathtub.
Great.
No, here's the thing. She didn't just drop it. She stole it and ran toward the tub. And then, like, got in and was laughing and thought it was hysterical. Yeah, anyway, it wasn't funny. And what's even less funny is that I bought a iPhone 7 literally the night before the 8s came out. Yeah. Thank you very much. The night before.
Well,
yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. So that's real cool. Oh,
awesome.
Shit. Holloman, I just ate a watermelon Starburst next to a strawberry Starburst. They were both pink.
Really?
But they are not the same.
Not the same.
Can you see a difference in shades here? I can't.
I'm blind.
Okay, no.
I'm blind from the from right here to those wrappers, I'm blind. I can see Sour Patch and then it goes...
I'm going to have to... apologize on behalf of me and Halloween for eating candy throughout this entire episode.
Oh, we're breaking all the rules.
We really are. Well,
just like that movie.
We don't follow any podcasting
breaking
rules.
Breaking the rules.
Which is probably what's brought us all our listeners.
All our three listeners?
Our three listeners is...
breaking the rules.
Breaking the rules, how we just...
Breaking the law, breaking the law.
Make our own rules, you know? We,
It's like Dog May 95, almost.
We go our own way, you know? Yeah. So we're just slowly getting drunk, handing out candy to trick-or-treaters. But it started raining.
Yeah.
So, and it's freezing goddamn cold, so now we're inside.
Mm-hmm.
My house, we're not at Alex's because it's Halloween.
Yeah.
And we're trying to do the right thing. Not go hang out at a bar, instead hand out candy.
Also,
and get drunk at home.
Also, the whole being, you know, mostly broke thing lately is kind of...
Right, that's really soured things.
Killing us.
Yeah, you know.
It's all right, though.
We make our own party.
We make our own party.
I mean, you know.
We have all we need.
We do. We have all we need. Here at Chateau...
Roscoe. Chateau de Hot Moms.
Chateau de Hot Moms. By the way, plug, shameless plug, Saturday night, November 4th, all three listeners, if you're in town, come to Chateau de Hot Moms.
This might not even go up before November 4th, knowing our
you know,
work
ethic. This shit better go up before November 4th.
I'll try.
Oh, yeah. All right. Anyway... come to Chateau de Hot Moms for a awesome punk rock show for the local band Negro Terror. They are going to be putting on a show, and all donations will go towards them recording their first album. And we're going to be starting a Kickstarter to help them take their first tour across the South.
Hell
and they're like, they are Memphis's... Well, frankly, they're like the Mid-South's only black punk band.
Right now, yeah.
I think you could pretty much say that. So, yeah. Anyway, so come check it out. Google Negro Terror. Chateau de Hot Moms. I'm not giving my address out on this.
Hell no.
No.
Don't know what kind of creeps come up.
No. You want a Swedish fish?
They're okay. I like the Norwegian ones more.
These are actually much better now that we're inside and they're not cold.
And now that we're not in Sweden.
Right. So we escaped Sweden. Mm-hmm. And they're rampant xenophobia.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all. Not much has changed from last time we talked to you.
Oh, everything has changed. Everything.
What has changed?
No, I mean...
What happened last
Waterfest time? Waterfest changed a lot of things for you.
It did. Oh, you're right. Oh, see, now I'm getting, like, all, like, Twitter-pated. Twitter. Why is it that every episode is, like, a new... Jesse's new love life story?
Talk about it. I gotta get my stuff.
I mean, what's there to say? Without divulging. Okay, so I met a really cute... Awesome dude at Gonerfest. What is it, 17? Is that where you're at now?
14.
Are we at Gonerfest 37?
Yeah, sure.
Everyone died. No one's left.
It's just a way of saying the time has passed.
Jacko came on stage in Electric Weasel.
Yeah.
Oh, no. There was a hologram projection of Jay Reitard. That wasn't in poor taste.
Did the hologram beat up somebody too?
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Abuser Fest 2017 was actually a really, really good year because my kids loved it. We had so much fun. We went to all the day shows and just laughed hysterically. And Esme danced and she learned how to do the Satan horns. What are you looking for, Holloman? Do you have to plug your computer in right now?
No. No, I don't.
Okay, well then sit down. We're recording a podcast, you weirdo. Okay, nuthead. Anyway, Holloman's back. I thought he had to like go do something really important. He just
looked
at his laptop.
No, I didn't.
Yeah. Okay. He also had to park in my driveway and block all the trick-or-treaters from coming.
What?
That was totally what you did. But that's okay. I love him. I forgive him. That's because he was carrying a pizza to me.
Yeah, that's right.
With meatballs and ricotta on it.
Extra ricotta. That I called back on.
He, you know what? You're a good man, Charlie Brown.
It's, you know, yeah. I do my best.
Anyway, I met an adorable boy. And, yeah, so now I'm in love. I'm going to move away to Canada. And it's been real. Love you guys. I'm never gonna see you again.
Yeah, I guess I'm gonna have to find a new. I'm taking applications now for the new Marry Me Dreamcast podcast partner.
Yeah, good luck replacing me.
Yeah, you know what? Maybe
I'm irreplaceable.
I can find somebody. Thank you for the Swedish fish.
You're welcome. I was hoping that would like beam you in the eye, but alas, no. Anyway,
it should just land right in my.
I went to Canada.
Mouth, right in my. Yes.
I did.
You went to Canada.
I went to Canada. I went to, as Holloman would say, America's hat. As my new boy would say, Canada's pants. Mm-hmm. And that was pretty amazing. And now I'm home and, you know, back on my bullshit. So that's why I'm here.
You know what?
Holloman, what's changed for you? I'm going to open up some more Swedish fish while you talk.
You know, I got a new gig. I lost a gig because somebody's an asshole.
Somebody.
A whole bunch of people are assholes.
Mm-hmm. I think a whole bunch of people. Like, come on. Let's go out in a blaze of glory. Let's just name all these motherfuckers.
Yeah.
We're just going to take an hour. Fuck the Cove is right.
Fuck the Cove.
No, fuck them and the fucking pirate ship they rode in on.
Yeah.
They
too bad there's not a good pirate bar in town anymore.
They basic as fuck.
R.I.P. the Buccaneer.
Oh, fuck. Well, that brings us to our first topic of discussion. Yeah. In case y'all didn't know, the Buccaneer burned down.
Yeah.
It was arson.
Of course. Of course it was.
I love... It was so sweet.
It's like...
All the Facebook posts are like, oh, it's faulty wiring. And I was like... Y'all, that was not a faulty wiring fire. Like, that shit was in Towering Inferno from the beginning. Like, it wasn't like a creeping little fire. I mean, it was on. As I say, it was lit. The Buccaneer is lit. Who was it that made that joke?
I was Danae.
Danae. Good job, Danae. Good out to my girl, Danae. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. You can always count on Danae to be the first person on the scene. Mm-hmm. She knows all. Danae is all seeing, all knowing.
Knows all. We'll have to be on her.
Yeah, so the Buccaneer got burned down.
Yep.
And then we have some suspects that we're going to list one by one.
One's a trash guy.
There was one suspect that didn't want anyone talking about it on Facebook. He works at a liquor store down the street. Mm. I may have known him once. A long time ago. Who probably wouldn't turn down a, you know, Benjamin for a little arson.
Wouldn't turn down a bag of coke for...
Definitely wouldn't turn that down.
No.
No?
To burn down something.
Mm-mm.
He wouldn't.
No, he wouldn't. Trash fist.
Trash
fist. What y'all know him by.
Hey!
Anyway, so that's that. That's it. Local news. Local news. We covered Gonerfest. We covered the Buccaneer burning down. Yeah. What else is left?
Losing a weirdo college.
Oh, fuck no. That was sad.
Yeah.
The Memphis College of Art closing.
Yeah.
I don't even understand that. Like, well, okay, I don't know why I say that. It makes me sound incredibly naive.
I understand it because they're the people that ran the MCA are, like, fucking horrible with money.
Well, what was the tuition every year for students? Any idea?
It was pretty costly as far as, like, well, not, hold on a second, I don't know.
Well, tuition. If only you had a tiny computer that you could reference.
If only I did.
Well, I mean, because here's the thing, that there are, like, students that are midway. What are they going to do? Where are they going to go? I don't even understand that. Or how about saying that you have a degree from a fucking college that it doesn't even exist anymore?
Yeah.
It's so embarrassing. It's
$30,000 a year.
Oh, right. Oh, cheap at twice the price. Uh-huh. Okay. Okay, MCA.
Yeah.
Good job.
Way to go.
And not just like we're going to be closing in a year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, wasn't the first like release like, okay, we're going to close when, you know, this semester is done?
No, they said 20 by 2020. They said, we're not accepting any more students. We're closing by 2020. Which gives them time to clear out. Basically, it gives them time, all the students that... Well, let's see here.
No. They're closing sooner than that.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
When?
Mm-hmm. I have to check again.
I thought it said 2020 was the target date. That's the day I'm seeing.
I may be wrong. You know what? I will defer to you, Captain Holloman. Oh, I was wondering why my wine glass was tipping over. It's because it was sitting on top of two Swedish fish.
That would do it.
Hiding from me, were you, boys?
That would
Can't
do it.
Hide for long. My mouth will find you. Yeah.
Oh, my.
Anyway, so that's all for local news.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Oh, let's see. Other stuff that's changed in my life. I started doing game streaming stuff on the internet.
Oh, yeah. What's it called?
Playing video games. Games by helicopter.
Shout your Twitter.
Twitch.tv/Abba's Helicopter.
That's right. My man.
Also, let me plug something else, some other stuff while I'm at it. I was on an episode of...
This was so good, y'all.
Earworms and Earbuds, is that it?
Mm-hmm.
Earbuds and Earworms. I'm sorry, Amy.
Papa. Okay, Amy, who's amazing.
Amy's cool.
Asked Holloman to be on her podcast.
Earbuds and Earworms.
Earbuds and Earworms. And it was so cute. And Holloman did a whole... I'm going to talk for him. I'm like his mom. And little Holloman did a whole podcast about Halloween music.
Yeah. Scary music.
Scary music. That was legit scary.
I picked a very long King Crimson song.
That was scary.
That's a good one.
Was it good? It was a good one.
Good and scary.
What was it, good and scary?
Good and scary. Well.
There's that. And I got a... I adopted a new cat.
Another one.
Another fucking cat. Thank you, Jerrica. Tag you in this shit. Anyway, no, I'm kidding. My cats are named... What did I name them? Divorce and Guilt.
Yes.
Divorce and Guilt. My two cats. Hi, Divorce. Hey, cutie. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're both black. Well, actually, their names are Dolly Parton and Baby Elvis. And I have two...
Washington.
Baby Elvis Washington. Yeah. I forgot about that. Oh. No, it was Dolly Washington. She said, Mama, we should rename...
Dolly.
Dolly Parton to Dolly Washington. And I was like...
Why?
Why? Are you low-key racist? What are you doing, kid? Mm-hmm. So, anyway, that's that for local news. A lot of crazy shit has happened in the press lately that's had me texting Holloman at about 4:30 in the morning going, are you awake? Did you see this? And him sending back, like, the little emoji that's snoring. Like,
no, I don't.
No, I'm kidding. No, he always replies. Wait a minute. Is this recording?
I don't go to sleep until 6 o'clock.
It is. Okay, sure.
I don't go to sleep until 6 o'clock.
That is not true.
In the morning.
6 in the morning.
Mm-hmm. It's true. It is true.
6 in the... No, you go to sleep before then.
No, I do.
Why are you going to bed at 6 in the morning? This is alarming.
Because I'm really bad at life.
Me too. I think that's why we have such a bond.
We are kindred spirits.
We are kindred spirits. You know, we have...
You're owners of a lonely heart.
Truly. Truly. And we both are going to have diabetes by the end of this episode.
Yes.
So
much better than the owners of a broken heart.
Right.
Much better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I'm just chewing. Slowly chewing my way towards death. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Chewing,
anyway, so there's that.
Chewing towards the grave.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, if I'm going to go out, though... I would like to live to die as I lived, which is eating. Much like, what do I think of first in the morning? What food am I going to fill my belly with?
Yeah.
And that's pretty much my last thought at night. So, yeah. Like, have I stuffed my gullet as far as I can stuff it before I close my eyes? High five! Yes! My guy, Jason Holloman. Yeah.
It's the way I live.
Me too, man. You know, that's living your best life. Cheers to living your best life.
Accepting, what did I say? Accepting your existence as an animated dead body.
Yeah, exactly. Which is so true. You know, had I have not known you before I had to deal with having this horrible ex-husband, I don't know if I could have made it.
You'd probably still a Hummer H2 and drive it into a Starbucks twice.
That's so me, is to reverse it and then gun it again. You're right, that's so me. It was not enough to do it the first time. It's like, oh hell no, I'm gonna double down on this shit.
and you Snapchat the entire thing.
Snapchat, because you know I don't know how to work that. No. But I would...
You'd YouTube record it.
I would YouTube record it or Facebook Live it or something.
Yes.
Yeah. No, you're right, Holloman. You know me. You really do.
Sorry, Sullivan. She'd be driving into your work.
I wouldn't do that to Jeremy. Yeah. No. Oh. Yeah. Anyhow, yeah, that's it for local news, and our lives are about the same fucking shitty mess they were, yes. You know, the last time we hung out with y'all.
Yes.
But I think the first thing that I alerted Holloman to at about 4 in the morning was the story, when the story broke that George... Hubert Walker Bush, or is it Herbert Walker?
Herbert
Walker Bush had said to a model in a commercial, right? Apparently he's got the dementia or some shit. I don't know if it's like, I think it's the dementia. And he said, and he's also a perv, and he like grabbed her ass and said, what'd he say?
David Copperfield.
I'm David Copperfield. Like, I remember just, I saw that and I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, this cannot be real. And then it is real, you know? Like, truth is stranger than fiction again and again and again. I don't know why it's October of 2017, literally month 10 out of 12, and I'm sitting here going, oh, that can't be real. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's guilt that was trying to take down the curtain.
Yeah.
Divorce is regulating. I mean, why the fuck else would you have two feral cats take over your house?
Oh, I mean, those are good excuses.
Yeah. I mean, that's what it is. Yeah. Excuse me, guys. I'm a little rambly because I spent 6 hours at a goddamn petting farm in Mississippi this morning with about 75 kindergartners.
I'm so sorry.
On about 2 hours of sleep.
I'm so sorry.
That's all right. It's all right. Twistler gave me some of their witching brew.
Mm-hmm.
Their witch's brew. And Twistler was like, oh, this will help you. No problem. And I drank that stuff and I was suddenly all right. I mean, I was like marching ahead. Like, all right, we're going to feed the goats now. We're going to see these pigs. And I was fine. And then I was fine for like, you know, 5 hours. And then like hour six, I was like, oh my God, I'm going to fall over. I'm going to die. I'm going to fall out. And then it was over. Thank mm-hmm. God. I was able to go home. I would have died right there on the farm. Like, take my body back to the earth. You know? Sunrise, sunset. Ashes to ashes. Dust to dust.
Funk to funky. We know Major Tom's a junkie.
For real. Yeah, so you have to forgive me if this episode is a little low-key.
Oh, it's disjointed.
It is not. Oh my God, Holloman. Holloman's having a hard day. Holloman is disjointed.
Oh, no.
Drink your beer, nutto. Okay. Slow up on the candy. Speed up on the beer. What's his name say? Candy is dandy. Liquor is quicker.
What about water?
We don't drink water in this house. What the hell? What else?
Water.
Steven Seagal.
Steven Seagal. What about him?
How do I even know? How did we get on a Steven Seagal rant?
The Russia, that tweet.
Oh.
When you run out of people to interview and you just start interviewing people from Grand Theft Auto 4.
Right. I don't know if y'all saw it, but... and this was actually like a few weeks ago, but Steven Seagal was interviewed. Oh, this... Like, this is the... Good Morning America is a show that I just want to stop right now and thank God for.
I want to stab in the face.
No, I want to thank God for Good Morning America. Yes. Because it brings me so much schadenfreude, you know? Like, I did not say that correctly, but I don't care.
Whatever.
Seriously,
it doesn't matter. Nobody cares.
No one cares. It does. It brings me so much joy watching the hell that, like, I think the thing that I think of, that comes to mind more than watching Steven Seagal on Good Morning America is watching Corey Feldman on Good Morning America with his angels, which actually, back to some local news, I don't know if y'all have been following the Corey Feldman story, but it all sort of fell apart right here in Memphis. Corey and his angels were supposed to perform here at the High Tone.
Mm-hmm.
And Corey ended up getting arrested in Mississippi, maybe like 30 minutes from here, with marijuana on the bus. And somehow he got charged. I don't know if it was on his person.
Yeah.
I don't really know all the details, but I think he's still in jail. which I don't really understand, because who can't make bail in Mississippi for weed? But
Tori Feldman.
Yeah. Well, no. He then started like a Kickstarter to try to raise $10 million to make a documentary about pedophilia in Hollywood. Yeah. Right here, folks. This is ground zero for Corey Feldman's meltdown.
Oh, my God.
That's pretty good. But anyway, on Good Morning America, Steven Seagal. Back to good old Steven. Holloman didn't know this. And this is always, like, my favorite thing when I can, like, share something with Holloman that he doesn't know yet. But Steven Seagal came on after gaining dual citizenship in Russia and befriending Vladimir Putin. And he's Greek. He's fucking Greek. I don't know how he says that his dad is full-blooded Russian when he's Greek. But he,
Vladimir Putin is Greek?
Yes, yes. Vladimir Putin is Greek. What the fuck, Holloman? See, that's the thing. That's the thing nobody knows about Vladimir Putin. No. Steven Seagal came out in defense of Vladimir Putin, but he is so puffy. He looks like he's been on opioids for about 6 months.
Yes.
And has, like, eaten, I don't know. Was it cold? What's the word for, like, the Russian pierogi? Anyway.
Vodka.
He's eaten a lot of vodka. He's eaten, like, borscht. 6 months. He's eaten his weight in borscht. Let's just put it that way. And he's now in Vladimir Putin's pocket. So he has an affectation, a Russian accent affectation now. It's amazing. So I shared that with Holloman. And then we went back and forth sharing Steven Seagal videos. And I don't know if y'all know how deep it goes, but it goes so deep. Mm-hmm. With the Steven Seagal and the fucking random shit. And I mean, you just can't believe... It does seem calculated. It does seem like culture jamming to me. Like, you're right. It does. I just...
It's like his very own version of I'm Still Here.
Right, right. Because if there's so much of it and it's so timely,
uh-huh.
You know, it's not all released at once. It's like, you know, he was a sheriff in like Reno or some mm-hmm. shit, right? And that was like, you know, 7 years ago or mm-hmm. something. And then
you have that energy drink.
Oh my God.
That was like the most dog shit thing ever.
Did you try one? I'm not judging. I'm curious.
Yes, I did.
You did?
It was. It's like
that tasted wanted, like dog.
I
food?
Wanted to die.
Mm. Well, that's no kind of energy drink.
I thought I was. I could taste blood and vomit at the same time.
Oh, man! please don't shuffle off this mortal coil yet. Hang on, just a little bit longer for me, babe.
Look, if I survived that, and I survived my. Thing last year.
Oh, right. Anything. Exactly. Exactly. Which is why that Onion article is so you. I survived a near-death experience just to find out if the boys were indeed back in town.
I survived almost, but not
cats. I post on Holloman's Facebook page every day.
Mm.
And it's not even like I make it a point. Do you know how hard it is not for me to post more than one thing on your Facebook page every day?
I wouldn't mind how much it was. You know.
Oh, come on. You'd be like, would you stop?
You know.
Like the constant Onion articles and YouTube videos. Like, look,
I'm just glad somebody looks out for me.
Of course I do.
And my cultural uptake. I needed help with that. Seriously.
No, Holloman and I try to keep each other current. You know, mm-hmm. You got me on and onto the Twitter. Mm-hmm. I have you to thank for that. Now I have a Twitter addiction.
Yes.
That like is insatiable.
Yes.
I'm a leftist Twitter freak.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Fuck you! It's your fault.
No, here. I'm happy for you.
Don't mind me. I'm just turning this again. Turning it again. I'm pouring myself a fine Oh, shit. Oh, my God. That just got on my rug.
Lick it up.
I can't, well, not lick it up. Vintage of Black Box, Pinot Noir, California. Just California. The entire state. That's where the grapes came from. Some from Sacramento. Some from
Fresno.
San Diego. Majority of the grapes came from Death Valley.
Those Death Valley grapes.
Don't mind me. I was busy with paper towels. Those Death Valley grapes, though.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Gosh.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Fuck, that didn't work. I think I've stained my rug.
Even further.
That's confetti. Holloman, tell them what my house looks like right now.
Oh, it looks like
two
small tornadoes with two small tornadoes ran through.
With a confetti gun? Literally, yes. With a confetti gun. Yes. And shot confetti. And then two small tornadoes named Divorce and Guilt. Sort of went through it and peppered the confetti then everywhere else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
That's great. Single mom life. Let's give it up for single mom life. Yeah.
So what are you going to do with these cats when you go to Canada?
Can you not bring animals to Canada?
Well, I mean, I don't know.
And if you think for a New York minute, dude, Holloman, I'll try to get you in. I'll say you're my son. You kidding me? What am I going to leave you behind? Hell no.
Son, your son.
You don't leave.
I'm your son, 2 years older than you.
You don't leave a soldier behind.
3 years older than you.
I think you're 3 years older than me. Yeah. Don't even be taking that extra year. You leave no one behind.
Look, I'm 24.
You know what? In that hat, in this light, you don't look a day over 63. Don't worry. I'll take you to Canada, too. No, he's actually super sweet.
Good.
Mr. Canada. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to drop any names. We should think of a nickname for him, though.
Mr. Canada is fine.
Is it Mr.
Canada? Mr. Canada is fine.
All right. Mr. Canada it is. Mr. Canadia.
Mr. Canadia.
Any video games you want to talk about?
Mario. The new Mario game is good. Mario Odyssey.
Oh my God! Is that the one where Mario takes down capitalism?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, I totally want to play that.
Yeah, and there's a in the menu screen in the options, he makes a pose.
And what is that?
He makes a pose. it's the classic Rob Wisman dick stuck in VCR again pose.
Right. The dick and, stuck in the VCR.
Mm-hmm.
Mom, I got my dick stuck in the VCR again. Son.
Mamma Mia.
Mamma Mia, I got my dick stuck in the VCR.
Again!
Guilt is about to knock down my goddamn pictures.
Hold on. I gotta readjust my podcast.
You really do have to. You're cliche. You really do have to readjust. It looks good. That looks a little like Hitler's army.
Here we go.
Oh, that's good.
There we go.
There you go, Holloman. That's a nice, it's a good look for you. It's a good look for you. It's
always a good look for me.
Oh my God, I'm about to fall out here.
Every look is a good look for
mm-hmm.
me. Yeah, so. Another podcast plug. Shamblefest. Some friends of mine, Amber and Jessica. And they plugged us, I think, at some point.
Thanks, ladies.
They're good. Anyway.
That's not me farting, it's my chair.
Listen to them.
Oh, sorry.
They're on iTunes. They're more professional than us.
Oh, okay. I should have not chimed in with the, that's my chair farting, not me. As you were trying to keep things profesh.
I will never keep things professional. Not for too long.
I mean,
anyway,
that's the Memphis in us.
Yeah. I mean.
Right?
Ain't it though?
Seriously, you should see me in Canada.
Yeah.
Because I am a... It's funny, because I've lived in Memphis so long.
Yeah.
That it just creeps up on you, and you don't even realize how you become a Memphian, you know? Like, you
are Memphis.
You do embody that spirit, though. And then when you go elsewhere, like... You know, I just...
You don't know how to act.
No! Exactly! Because, like, you know how we talk to everyone all the time?
Yes.
So, the worst is New York City. That's the most embarrassing. Like, people think you're fucking schizophrenic. Because I will walk down the street in New York City and just say hi to anyone that walks past
me. Illinois is pretty bad like that, too.
You can't say hi to people that walk down the street. Oh, in Chicago?
Chicago and suburbs, yeah.
Oh, hell no. And... It's just so embarrassing. But you know what, though? In Canada, they liked it. They were like, oh, well, isn't that... How do they talk? They talk like that? No, that's not... That's I know, it's so wrong. But they were... And I was like, oh, this is nice. They don't think that I'm, you know, a schizophrenic. They're not trying to get me committed because I said hello to them. They're so friendly, to a point, right? Mm-hmm. They're friendly, and it's not surface friendly like it is here in the South. Like, they're genuinely kind, right. But they don't go deep like Southerners will, you know? Mm-hmm. So, it was just really interesting to me that, like, I would, like, ramble on about some crazy shit going on in my life, and suddenly I have, like, some Canadian shop worker look at me like, I'm sorry, what? Which, here in the South, in the Kroger line, you can be like, well, my baby dad didn't pay his child support this month. And they'll be like, oh, girl, I know. Let me tell you. You know? But up north.
Up north.
You keep that stuff close to your chest.
Right.
You don't reveal it all. You know?
It's just, you know, you sort of, you put on, you know, you kind of, you know, take on surface level stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You're nice, but only...
Only so nice.
Only so nice.
It's funny because I remember sending pictures to Mr. Canada of, like, these cheeses, fancy cheeses in the grocery store because mm-hmm. we were having, like, a little picnic, and I was trying to decide, in-house picnic, because it's Canada and it's fucking cold.
Right.
And I was trying to decide what to pick, and he was like, well, I suppose that looks good. And I was like, suppose that looks good? I'm going to need more of a buy-in from you to get this cheese. This is like $8 cheese right here. And he was like, what do you mean I'm more of a buy-in? And I was like, well, you said that's, I suppose that looks good. That wasn't like, oh, yes, get that cheese. Or, you know, not my favorite.
That's the there's tempered enthusiasm.
Right. And he said superlatives are distinctly not Canadian. And I was like, oh, well, you need to get with some of the fucking superlatives right now. Because I'm not about to pay $8 for this goddamn tiny wheel of cheese. Unless you are like, oh, bitch, get that motherfucking cheese. That is the good cheese. Just like how I tried to explain the good ice to him. I was like, what do you think this looks like to you? And he was like, that's crushed ice. I was like, no, that is not crushed ice. That is the good ice. And he was like, well, first of all, crushed ice is not the good ice. Your drink will water down because the...
oh, boy. You just... Well, actually, you on ice.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I wish a motherfucker would, right? Yeah. And I was like, oh, really? You're going to do that right now? Oh, yeah. So then I, like, peppered his phone with, like, 47 memes about the good ice and was like, never say that again. Down here, crushed ice is supreme, okay? It's hot down here. We know our ice. Thank you. I'm sure the listeners are thrilled.
Hold on, I gotta put my hat back down again.
I can't see you. Mein commandant.
I'm your commissar.
Yeah, you are. Der commissar. Wait, what song?
Der commissar's in town.
Uh-oh.
I used to do that a lot.
I like you doing songs that the crowd can relate to versus your deep cuts.
I like my deep cuts.
I like them. But for your business, I like the songs that the crowds relate to.
So you think I should do more?
I do. You should do more what fucking Tina Turner song?
We don't need another
we
hero.
We don't need another hero. Holloman has been my best friend for, I don't know, the past 20 years or something. And I didn't even know. Seriously, dude. You know what a Tina Turner fan I am.
Look.
Okay, who do you know that's a bigger Tina Turner fan than me?
I was trapped in the Tina Turner Museum last year.
That wasn't last year. That was 2 years ago. Don't even. That was 2 years ago you got trapped in the Tina Turner Museum. And what the fuck were you doing going to the Tina Turner Museum without me?
It was on... I didn't know you at the time. Is that not an excuse?
That is not... You should have known me.
I should have.
Okay, you know what we need to do in one day? You know what? I have to think.
We need to drive to the Tina Turner Museum.
Yes.
It's not that much of a drive. No, I know. It's like an hour and a half.
I know. Okay, so let's do this. Let's, wait. First, we should go, because they're very close. We should go to brunch at the Loretta Lynn place.
Yes.
It's terrible. It's disgusting, but it's amazing. Like, the art and all the people and shit and all the stuff in the gift shop.
Is this the Casey Jones thing?
No, the Loretta Lynn diner and Loretta Lynn's ranch. We should go to brunch at Loretta Lynn's ranch and then go to Tina Turner's museum. We can do this in one day.
Yes.
You know what?
Let's take a Saturday.
We will bring you guys with us.
Yes.
Take a Saturday. Or Sunday. Well, you know, that's the Lord's Day.
Lord of Darkness.
What is Tina Turner saying on Sunday in Nutbush? You can't do anything on Sunday in Nutbush, so definitely won't be going to Nutbush on Sunday.
No.
Definitely.
Definitely.
What's his name? King Canada? Sir Canada? Mr. Canada?
Mr. Canada.
Mr. Canada and I were trying to figure out what would be halfway between Memphis and Edmonton. And he figured out that it was Walls, South Dakota or North Dakota, which is the home of the world's biggest drugstore.
The world's most remote drugstore, the more like it.
I don't know. Apparently, it's only one city block.
And I wonder who thinks I ever gonna change.
I can always count on you to make me crack the fuck up.
Living under the field.
So that might be, hey, that might be, listeners, that might be our next romantic rendezvous point. The world's
wall drugs.
Wall drugs is what it's called, yeah. Most remote and maybe semi-biggest drugstore.
We can go to Bucksnort, too.
Where the fuck is Bucksnort?
It's where Jesus the dirty Christ. White boy Tony Anthony is from. That was his name. That's a wrestler.
Okay.
Oh, shit. I'm fucking up your chair.
No, that chair's already fucked up. That chair's
Why'd
already fucked up.
Why'd you give me a fucked up chair?
What do you mean? They're all fucked up.
You sabotaged me.
Oh, yeah, that was it. Yeah, that's me, Holloman. That's me. I'm a sabotager.
You're a saboteur.
I'm a saboteur. So, yeah, who knows, podcasters or listeners?
We're going to have a sweepstakes about this. A giveaway.
Yeah, you guys, exactly a giveaway. You can come to Walls Drugs and meet me and Holloman and Mr. Canada.
I don't know if I'll be going to Walls Drugs.
I'm going to drag you on a 16-hour drive to Walls Drugs to meet a listener.
No, I've got to work karaoke that night.
You would be so mad at me. You would be so. See, I would have to lie to you. Well, no, I would have to white lie to you because I could never lie to you. I'd have to be like, oh, it's only like a 8-hour drive, and then 14 hours, and you'd be like, Jess, the fuck? And I'd be like, oh my God, Holloman, I guess it's 16 hours. Just hang on, baby, 2 hours more, and you'd be so mad at me. But then I would say, look what I've got. And I would bust out the bowl of Halloween candy and you'd get a big smile on your face and everything would be okay again. No, really. Hey, listeners. If you want us to have a sweepstakes to come meet me and Holloman and Mr. Canada, special guest, at Walls Drugs in South Dakota or North Dakota? South Dakota? I think it's South Dakota. Retweet our podcast and we will enter your name. No, for real. I'm going to do this. This is...
Yes.
No guarantee on when it will be, but it'll happen, okay? And I'm not saying I will pay to fly you to Wall's Trucks. We'll helicopter you in.
We'll get the helicopter from the arrival.
The one that Abba had.
Oh my god, I must have shot wine through my nose. Okay, I'm all right now. Anyway.
We'll make sure that Bjorn pilots it.
Bjorn will pilot, exactly. Abba will fly you directly to Wall.
No, not Abba, just Bjorn.
Okay, all right, boss, whatever you say.
He still broke up. And Bjorn has ownership of the helicopter.
Yeah, Mr. Pedant is going to explain
it
to you.
Come on.
Come on. I don't even really want any more of this Halloween candy.
Me either.
What's the one that... Oh, a Milky Way. That has the caramel at the top.
I don't think I could deal with any more candy.
My teeth kind of are like hurting.
Yeah.
They're kind of like vibrating inside my mouth. Ow.
Anyway.
Okay, that did it. I now have diabetes.
Yeah.
I got the sugar. Welcome.
Welcome to the dark side.
I know. Apparently, though, if you get the diabetes, you might have rapid weight loss. So I would be Please. Cool with that. You know? Remember when I was, like, the skinniest I've ever been?
Yeah.
And how, like I was, like, way more... Like a flitty little bird that couldn't focus on anything. Because I only had, like, 1,000 calories a day.
Yeah.
When was this?
What do you mean? It was about this time last year, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was. That's when I made some of my worst choices.
Yep.
Remember, we were talking about this earlier.
We did. We talked about this earlier.
Is there anything else you'd like to add, Holloman?
I'd like to add...
Actually, that was pretty good, just eating the top of the Milky Way.
Steven Seagal. Oh, we talked about that. Sorry.
Yeah, Paha. Look, watch. No, seriously, catch that shit.
I hope everybody is enjoying their Halloween.
I hope everyone's enjoying their Halloween, too.
This will go up probably next Halloween.
I would have my kids with me if I didn't have a terrible piece of shit ex-husband. Mm-hmm. But, I do. So, yeah. Holloman came over here to keep me company. Thanks for Holloman.
Of course.
We don't need another hero. We don't need another way back home. Come on.
All you want is to be love us. Thunderdome.
I don't even know if I have those lyrics right.
All we want is life beyond the Thunderdome.
All we want is life beyond the Thunderdome.
It's like, she barely even says the. It's like, all we want is life beyond the Thunderdome.
Oh yeah, that's what it is. Oh, that was so...
So what do we do with our love? We leave only a mark.
Oh,
good ending to...
That was perfect. And with that, we bid you farewell. Adieu. Auf Wiedersehen.
Good night.
Good night.
We'll see you in like 5 months, I'm sure.
See you in 5 months. Y'all, listen. Keep your inner Memphis.
Keep your Memphis.
Keep your Memphis.
I can't have no more sex. From now on.